Blog Talk Radio.
To the Power of Prayer Talk Show. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I greet each and every one of you, and I pray that you had a blessed weekend and you are even having a greater week as the week begins. This is a new month. This is August. The number 8 means a new beginning, and I just hope that everybody have gotten whatever the Lord has determined that you shall get in this new month, not only in this new month, that you have started getting all the promises that God has promised that you will have. I just hope that your day is going great and everything that your heart desires is coming to pass. And I ask that you will continue to drop me a line at faithisthekey47@gmail.com to let me know how you may be enjoying the show or you may not be enjoying the show, or just to critique and just want to share some views or share some interesting topics that you want us to put on the radio or to talk about. Because this is a diverse show. We talk about everything according to the word of God, because we don't leave God out, because God is the head. He's the head, he's the center, and he's the end. He's all in between everything. And I also thank each and every one of you for encouraging me as well, because I've been on this show for 5 years, thank God. And I've been holding on strong. Had some little knocks and bruises and bumps in the road, but yet God still carried me through. And also, I would like to thank my faithful listeners that listen attentively. First, I had it on Fridays, and then something came up against me on Friday, so I moved it back to Mondays. So this time, my Mondays are free, thank God. Also, if you have any questions or comments, I please encourage you to call in to the show at 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. And just ask whatever question or comment you may have, and we will definitely discuss it in the manner that it shall be discussed. Y'all, I am so excited because God is doing great and mighty things, and testimonies are coming forth like never before. And I'm just seeing the hand of God moving, not only in my life, but the lives of others, because God had even told me this is the year that he's getting ready to bless his people abundantly. These are the people that have stood steadfast, just believing God for their promises. And this is the year that God is getting ready to abundantly bless them, because no matter what it looked like and no matter how it felt or what you was going through, you still believed God. And that is the main point. You believed him. And not everybody is going to be in this realm of getting what God has said they can have, because some people fell off. And that's the problem right there, when we don't believe God enough, or if we don't see things happen, that's when, you know, God has to come in and say, hey, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, I'm still with you. And that's where some of you are at now. You can take a sigh of relief and say, hey, I made it through. I've done. I don't cross over. God is getting ready to show his hand in my life mightily. So I just want to encourage you, and I just want to tell you, hey, take a bow. Take a bow. You've made it. You made it to the 8 month. Take a bow, pat yourself on the back, and just, hey, don't stop doing what you're doing. Just keep on going forward. Some people may not understand your walk. Some people may think you being arrogant or being nonchalant. They don't know what you had to go through to get to the place that you are now. Some of you have lost friends. Some of you have lost loved ones. Some of you have even lost homes and jobs and everything. God is getting ready to restore everything back unto you. Hallelujah. Isn't that the greatest thing that ever could be when you can see the hand of God manifesting in your life because you dare not to believe God, because God is the all in all. So I just want to encourage you on today to listen in to this topic, because everyone has a measure of faith, just like the Word of God says. We have a measure of faith, which is we have a mustard seed of faith. And if you know what a mustard seed is, it's a little bitty, tiny, tiny thing. You can't hardly see it. Hallelujah. So we is going to be talking about how to ignite your faith, ignite that mustard seed of faith. I may be on by myself for a while because I think Apostle Leger will be coming on later. And if so, he can join in, because this is a topic that everyone needs to listen to. Greetings, how are you?
I'm blessed.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, man of God?
Doing good, doing good.
That's good. That's good. Today we want to talk about igniting our faith. You know, the Bible tells us we got that mustard seed of faith. So we want to get that mustard seed. And I was just telling the people, the size of the mustard seed is so small, but we got to work with that little small measure of faith that God has deposited within us. Some of us has allowed that faith just to lie there and not even to feed that faith to allow it to grow. Anything you plant, you got to water it, you got to nurture it, you just got to take care of it in order for it to grow. So that's what we want to talk about today, igniting your faith. Because when things come up against us, man of God, we seem to lose hope, we seem to lose faith. So we want to talk to the people today about igniting our faith. So you have the floor.
Woman of God, it's very important in this hour for us to have a well-altered faith, especially inside of the world that we live in. I find it a lot of times that people, especially the saints, have a problem with the fire of their faith burning out because they get too caught up inside of the natural and inside of the circumstances in around them. It's very very important. If you want to keep your faith ignited in this hour, you have to be around faith-centered believers who are able to assist you in keeping the fire of your faith burning. You have to get also inside of the Word in order for your faith to remain ignited. I'm reminded to say iron sharpens iron, you know, so it's very, very important that we be around those who are like-minded. Every Sunday when we go to the house of the Lord, it is for us to meet like-minded believers, not only to assemble to worship, but to also bring confirmation of our faith and to bear the burden of which everyone is falling weak in the faith. So it's very important that you keep your faith ignited. But again, anything that is not nurtured will not continue to grow. Same way, you cannot have your house cannot be electric and gas, and when you don't pay your gas bill, you can't expect that when you're going to turn on your stove, you're going to have fire so you can cook something to eat. So it's the same way. You have to constantly keep your faith tillered and nurtured with the word of God, and you have to stay around those who can help you keep your faith ignited in this hour.
Because it comes to reckon, too, that once people see something happening in their lives, just going good, it's like that's when they have faith. But the minute something don't happen or they are waiting on something to happen and they don't have anything moving in their lives, it tends to seem that their faith has went down again. So what would you tell a person with the fluctuating faith? That's what it is. It goes up and down, up and down. What will you tell that person?
Woman of God, what I would tell them is it's very important that you understand that when you see something and fluctuate like that, that means it's not healthy. So a lot of times when you have a faith that constantly fluctuates, you are not properly taking care of it. It's like a body. If you don't feed it properly and hydrate it properly, again, it's not going to function properly. You know, you cannot be like those inside of the world that only see what they believe and that's when they're on high. Be zealous when you're begging for bread. Be zealous when you don't see it coming. Because if you remember, the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So your faith has to be planted, and it has to actually be firm enough to sustain the good and the bad times, because you're not at a time in your life you didn't have the finances. But you had to pray God that the finances were there, because the Bible also tells us to call those things that be not though as they were. But the reason why, woman of God, we have so many people that are suffering with their faith and fluctuating is because they really do not have the faith that they profess about. Neither are they actually teaching themselves how to nurture the faith that they're supposed to have. Now, when you hear faith the size of a mustard seed, that's nothing but a small grain. If you cannot keep that activated and growing, you have a problem directly inside of your Christianity.
Yes, Lord. Wow. Yes, indeed. And that is what's going on now, man of God, in the body of Christ. People are talking faith, but when it actually comes to you living the faith, it's not there because they are doubting. And would you say that faith dictates what goes on in your life or how your life moves day by day or what is happening in your life?
Absolutely, woman of God. And it's very important that we understand that faith is our health check to our Christianity. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of saints keep on missing about faith. Faith is important as the veins that are lined up in your body to take care of your organs. But the people of God keep on having blockages. They keep on having stumbling blocks. They keep on having episodes because, woman of God, I hate to say it this way, they do not believe that word like they profess. They sit down in church. They sit down in church and don't listen to the word of God like they need to listen to the word of God. Instead, they holler so much, they don't know the preacher could be saying, in Jesus' name, go home and lust. They don't know what they're saying. You know, they be the loudest one. They don't be listening. You know, they don't feed themselves with the word. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. Woman of God, I ain't never passed the class unless I studied. So I had to study in order to pass the class. So same way, people not reading that word of God like they should. They're not eating that word. I don't believe in reading it. I believe in eating it, because when you eat something, you'll get full eventually. And that's what the people of God are not doing inside of this hour. And then they wonder why, but they up and down faith, and they're slipping and sliding and dipping and slipping. They wonder why the world looking at us stupid. It's because we are making a mockery out of the word of God. The Bible says, he said it specifically, my word will not return back to me void. But what's happening when he's trusting us with the checks and they still bouncing? It's because the people of God are trying to make the word of God look bad by lying and scheming and scheming and slipping and dipping. And woman of God, I'm going to bring this out here, something I'm seeing now in this hour. I see so many preachers who are showing their poker hand so bad by, you know, you could tell their faith has gone up and down. I've never seen an hour where I've seen so many preachers getting arrested.
Okay, come on now.
When I mean getting arrested, I mean in schemes and Ponzi schemes, stealing people's stuff and doing this and doing that. But you're always at the scene of the crime, but you never commit the crime. But my whole point about that is, look how you're showing how your faith is so jacked up and is so influctuating that you're willing to give yourself over to being a rogue instead of maintaining the integrity of not only your Christianity but your faith. But you wonder why they're talking about us in the outside the church.
Wow. That is so true, man of God. It has gotten so prevalent how they are falling for these quick get-rich schemes. When if that you only have faith in God, God can tell you and show you how to gain wealth easily. Well, man of God, is it possible that someone can be feeding off of someone else's faith?
Absolutely, woman of God. You see that a lot in marriages. Mm-hmm. I had a friend of mine pass away a long time ago, and he was a pastor. And he was extremely anointed. He was saved. He had his business straight. I mean, he really was on fire for God. But he married a woman who really just pretty much just walked along with him and never had her own relationship with God. So when he died, everything began to fall apart because her faith wasn't locked up in God. Her faith was locked up inside of her husband. And you have that a lot of times where people feed inside of those around them faith, and then when trouble come or when situations happen and it's time for them to rely on their own gas tank, they don't make it. And the reason why they don't make it is because they actually never really embedded their faith in where they needed to embed it in, and that's in God. I remember R.W. Shambach used to tell us, all you need is faith in God. And it's very serious because that's relevant today. All you need is faith in God, but what happens when you bypass God to put your faith in somebody else? Everything else falls apart.
That's true, because they haven't taken time to get to know God like they got to know the person in the natural realm. Because you need people, because you got people nowadays, once things go good, they don't need God right now. But just as soon as things happen, hey, I got to hit God now because I got to go to him to put my trust in God. And not only that, if you would have known, if you would have trusted him all alone, your faith would have been built up right then, because some people just cut it off right then and that's it. And it is so easy, and I have experienced this. When I was in the world, man of God, faith wasn't nothing to me, because if that I needed something, hey, I got it. If it didn't come, oh well. But now, since that, it seems like once that you have given your life over to Christ, the body of Christ have a serious problem having faith. It's like they don't believe God and who the man that they serve. It's like they are not applying the word of God to whatever he says. It's like, okay, God, you said it, but I do not see what you said. Compared to when we was in the world, we didn't have that faith. Now, nowadays, the unbeliever, they got more faith in God than the unbeliever, even though they are not saved. They still believe God and His word. And, man of God, that's backwards. That is truly backwards. So why is it that the unbeliever have more faith in God than the believer?
Woman of God, I'm starting to think the reason why is because people inside of the world now are starting to take God more serious than the saints, because the saints done got relaxed inside of their Christianity. People who aren't saved understand that they're already running suspect. So they when trouble come or when situations happen, they know they have no choice but to rely on God, because that's their only option, because they use Him as option C. But what happens when the saints use God as option C as well? And then you might say, well, what is option C for the saints? Comfort. We get too comfortable inside of our Christianity, and we get too comfortable inside of our faith, like God, like we automatically are entitled to everything we say and everything we have without work. You will not get finances unless you tithe and unless you give your offering and unless you see. You got to put something inside of the ground in order to get something. It's the same way, woman of God, like a relationship. If, woman of God, you are in a relationship with a man and you do everything and he don't do nothing, eventually you're going to sit down and talk to him and say, look now, I'm doing everything and you're not doing anything. So, I mean, either we do something different or we're going to get right or we're going to get left. That's how it's going to be. You know, but people want, especially the saints now, they want to treat God like they're completely entitled, but they want to skip a month or two paying their tithes. They want to skip a month or two going to church. They want to skip reading their word. They want to skip praying. They make it everywhere else. They make it to the family function. They make it everywhere, woman of God. But they don't make it where they need to make it at. But, you know, but I got God in my back pocket because He my insurance policy. But it's okay that I'm slipping and dipping. He don't need my faithfulness. He don't need that because I already gave my pledge a long time ago. But devil is a liar. What's a faith that's not tested or not tried? Neither is worked. And a lot of people fail to realize that's what works your faith. When you can do something, you don't want to do something. Woman of God, I don't be wanting to get up for prayer at 5 a.m. But I know I got to get up for prayer for 5 a.m. Sometimes I don't want to read because I'm also in college and I also work. But I sit myself down there and I still discipline myself to read. But the saints don't have no more discipline. And they wondering why we look like a mirror image of the world.
My God. Whew, Jesus. That is so profound, man of God. That is so profound. And you said something earlier. You said something earlier that you have to connect to faith-based people. Man of God, to be honest, there's not many. There is not many in the body of Christ that you can connect to faith-based people, because they trying to feed off of your faith. So that's why you have to seek God and say, God, who can I connect to? That is faith-based, because they are not at the place they should be. Because I know many a times, man of God, God done told me for to do something, and I didn't have a dime in my pocket. But yet, once I got there, the funds I needed was there, because my faith had got me there to that point I needed to be. And so
that's right.
Many people want to connect to me, but here is the idea right here, man of God. What is your motive? Because we got to check, what is your motive? Are you there to really drain me of my faith? Because you don't want to seek God for yourself. You don't want to lay before Him. You don't want to read your word. You don't want to fast. You don't want to do this or that to get to the place I am in my faith walk. And see, that is something else people have to realize too, man of God. People can't be connecting to you because of your faith and to where the Lord have you at now. So what do you have to say about that?
Well, my God, I have it happening now. I have I had situations where the Lord, you know, he just, and I say God, not man, just released me another automobile, just released me another parcel of land. And I have some people now want to connect to me, to my faith. And what they're trying to do is, they say, well, you entitled to it. Automatically, I'm entitled to it. And I had to turn around and tell them. And, of course, it made them dip for a while. No, baby, you ain't suffered enough. And the reason why you ain't suffered enough is because you are a piggybacker and you don't make sacrifices. I understand what sacrifices is, not only in ministry, but in my personal life. When I mean sacrifices, I mean giving my last of my money and seeding. When I mean sacrifices, I mean suffering rejection and embarrassment. And when I mean sacrifices, I mean walking by actual faith and not by sight. I say, but you want to be the type of Christian, and I call them Christian Negroes, that wants to turn around and want to come to church once a month, don't want to tithe, don't want to do anything, but you want to feel you're entitled just like I'm entitled. No, you have to have the discipline. You have to actually put in the work. Because let me tell you something. Just like in the literal, the Bible says a man don't work, don't eat. Like in the when we look in the supernatural, I know for a fact that a faith that's not worked will not be rewarded. And I had to make them understand that. So do not feel that you're just entitled because I'm entitled, because that's not the case at all. You're gonna keep looking on the sideline and me being blessed. And really, woman of God, that's a sideways form of jealousy. When we feel we can piggyback off of other people's faith, and we feel that we're entitled to other people, what other people have, because they operate in faith and we operate in part-time faith. So you got to watch that in this hour, how people try to do.
Yes, indeed, man of God, because I have some people right now are turning on me just because I refuse to come back down to a level that God done delivered me out of. You know, I refuse to come back down because my faith have really ignited now, and I don't have time. And then I may sound arrogant, but I don't have time for a faithless people, because just like you say, I have been through embarrassment, I suffered, and I was persecuted, I was lied on, and all. But then yet I deserve to be here where I am. I deserve to be. And so I can see what you're talking about, the piggyback riders. They really don't want nothing from God. They see where God has elevated you, and they want to ride on you. But I thank God that God has given us the, man of God, eagle eye to see which one it is and who it is. Because this time we are walking in our greater. This is our greater. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So you have any last words, man of God?
Woman of God, what I will say is very important. If you find yourself on the sideline operating in somebody else's faith, it's very important that you get in position. Because what's going to begin to happen is, and a lot of people fail to realize, what's beginning to happen is, if you want my blessings of my faith, you have to endure the trials and the rejection of my faith. And faith comes with warfare. And I hate to tell a lot of people that. So if you want to share my blessings, you might as well get ready to share my warfare that's attached to it. It's just like a ministry. Our faith sometimes can be a ministry. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize. Our faith can sometimes be the only thing that get God's attention, because sometimes without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you find yourself on the sideline of somebody else's faith, you better be very mindful of that, because then you're going to wonder why your hair falling out, and you're going to wonder why you feel like somebody choking you at night. It's because you dealing with their warfare. So it's best that you get on your own level and work your own level of faith and wait So in due time, if you keep your fire burning, God gonna bless you and meet you where you are.
That's it. Thank you, man of God. This was a good one here. This was so good. I thank you, man of God, and God bless you on your new blessing. God bless you, man of
God.
Amen.
God bless you.
Have a blessed week. And everyone, thank you for tuning in. And we will be back on Monday at 5:30. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your week. God bless you all. Thank you, Apostle.
God bless.
And God bless you. Bye-bye.